expression of God's love for his people and the ultimate joy of the resurrection. We too have seen faces that have been happy and aglow with love, and we want to hold on to those moments, happy that we were there and able to share those happy moments. But we know that down the road, there's always going to be those down moments when we feel the opposite of joy and happiness. And sometimes if we look carefully at the joyous moments, we can see beyond those shadows. See that, yes, there still are things ahead of us until we find that ultimate joy in heaven itself. And how strongly we may wish to deny the existence of suffering and death, we have never seen a face transfigured without that acceptance, that wholehearted trust. Throughout this season of Lent, we are called to ask the questions that reveal the wholeheartedness of our trust and what the Lord has never promised us. So we're encouraged to tear ourselves away from selfishness that is rooted in our hearts. And for each of us, that takes on a very personal question. In each of us, these things take an individual shape. So one of the hardest things is to find our own way to the answers. But that also is what Lent is all about. Sometimes it's about finding the way. Sometimes that alone can be penance.